So flats, first up, I got to speak to Darren and Will about this project. As I said, it started last Thursday and it's running over the next six Thursdays at 7 p.m. on Slap Bang YouTube channel. You can catch the second, but of course each time an episode goes up, it will be there for you to pick up on. It's a fictional story following the 27-year-old Joey as he is released from prison and returns home to the Fitzroy Flats in the hope of reuniting with his girlfriend Rachel. But everything spins from there. But let's hear from the main actor, the main writers, and the filmmaker.
I watched the first episode. It's really hilarious and it's beautifully put together.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. How did it all come about? Tell me how it all came about.
Well, maybe Will should talk about this part because that's how he kind of met the main cast through his work in the city.
I was working at a supermarket after coming to Melbourne from growing up in Bendigo, and I was chasing acting dreams and had this job, still have the job, and got to meet a lot of interesting people, many of whom lived at the community housing nearby. And over the years, we just became closer and closer friends. And meanwhile, with my other pursuits, the two worlds kind of collided, where I'd shown Darren some little videos that I'd made with some of my friends, and we kind of decided there's a show in this somewhere, and we just kind of kept tapping away.
All the people that are in this series are actually people from the flats. Is that right?
The vast majority. There's a couple, like there's one professional actor, Kieran Griffiths, who's from Shameless, and some minor roles we had to fill out with a couple of actors who we know kind of as friends, but the main cast are all from the flats.
Yeah, the other actors were mainly mates and stuff, just mates. We've got just, you know, amateur actors trying to break in themselves into the scene. They've done maybe some short films and a little bit of tally and stuff.
Well, I was actually going to say, really, you have to make your own work, don't you?
That's what, as an actor, just trying to find it really hard to find opportunities and learning about other ways of just making things happen. Yeah, that's gave us a lot of, it was very motivating to do it that way, particularly, you know, often feeling like not being professionally trained or anything like that, and, you know, not going through any kind of theatre route or something. I was kind of not so confident with the acting but wanting to do it. And meanwhile, Darren also making his own films. And, yeah, I found in Darren, like, we're on kind of the same level of willing to, you know, bend things, go out of the box to make our kind of ideas come into reality.
So Darren, you're the filmmaker, is it? I mean, you're in front of the camera, Will, I am, and Darren, you're the one behind the camera. Is that it?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, with this project, we both wrote it, and we both, I direct it from the director's point of view, I guess, and Will direct it with the actors, and also because we wrote it together and we know the story so well, and the whole world, we both kind of share the ideas with what vision we want with it. But yeah, I was the one, I guess, that came from filmmaker kind of experience, making my own short films myself and putting them together and doing the artwork and finding all the actors and sometimes even holding the, you know, the sound boom myself. So I come from that background, and Will was an actor, and we worked on a project together purely as, you know, he came to me purely as an actor. And then from there, we just became friends and we started talking about other things we wanted to do, and that's when Will started talking about these really interesting people. And I always loved British kitchen sink dramas from the 50s and the Carry On movies, a lot of filmmakers like Ken Loach, writers like Jonathan Harvey, who writes a lot of really good English comedy. So I kind of saw that this world, this community is a great way to make something really unique and interesting, but use some of that, you know, throw some of those scripted lines in to really amp it up and make it really funny.
Great. It's great that it's about people that we know and a place that we know. I mean, it's a little bit like Trailer Park Boys, right? American series. But it's really sharp. I mean, because it's a web series, and it's going to be 6-parters, and it's already had the first one, which means that people will have to catch up on it. And obviously, once the 6 have run, people will be able to watch the whole lot of them, right? But, you know, like you've got the suspense of doing a series every Thursday night at 7 p.m. on Flatbang YouTube, which is a really good idea, a bit of suspense. But it's really tight. Like, it's incredibly well put together, very funny. The characters are really beautifully fleshed out, but it's very fast.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think making a web series, and you've got to try and keep people's attention. That's the thing. Most may not watch it in the comfort of their home, sitting on in front of the TV at 8:30 after a hard day. They may look at it on their phone on the train. There's so many different ways you can watch stuff now, and people can just turn something off after 30 seconds if they're not interested. So, I guess funnily enough, the episode started off at 20 minutes and then we got them down to 15 and then kept bringing them down. But the more tighter we made it, the more exciting it sort of became. And it's just become the format it is now, I guess.
So obviously you're doing your own distribution. I'm really interested in the writing because you've got a very small amount of time, but actually the characters really are quite 3D. And how did you go about doing the writing? And tell me about that. That's actually the key to this, isn't it?
Yeah, we did. We've spent a lot of time writing actual fully fleshed out scripts. Spent a lot of time plotting everything in the beginning and trying to bend it in different ways. But we ended up with, Darren, we say like 10-plus page scripts with full action and dialogue, traditional like screen format. But then when it comes to bringing that into reality, we were always of the mind that we would be able to improvise on top and that most of our cast would not be learning scripts but putting their own spin on everything. So we needed kind of a framework or a scenario in which they could work and understand.
Yeah, but primarily I guess, the main thing was just coming up with a strong storyline, which is the storyline of Joey and giving that a journey against, through 6 episodes, but then also decorating it with all these other people in Joey's life that make up that community. And they were all pretty much based on themselves in real life. They're not really playing. I mean, if you met this cast, apart from the couple of actors, you'd find they're exactly the same.
Which you probably will if you go down to Brunswick Street. You will.
Yeah, absolutely. So they are playing themselves, but we've gotten to know them. I mean, obviously Will met them first, and then I met them, and we've been on this road for a couple of years trying to put this together and getting on board with Princess Pictures, and then Screen Australia saw the potential. We've gotten to know them quite well, so they've become really good friends, and so there's a lot of trust there with each other, and that same sort of common goal that we're making something sort of interesting and funny.
They've seen the the series, the people who are in it.
They've seen not the entire thing from start to finish, but some of them have actually. But everyone's kind of seeing it as it comes out. Although they've been involved in the development, we've done rough incarnations in the past, like little scenes and a lot of experimentation. So when we first began, I would say the writing began by. Even myself, getting into character and, interacting in the improvisational sense with my brother Matt on camera and Darren and I putting together, proof of concepts. And it was very important that the cast were having an input into creating the characters as well and kind of directing them. So, for example, Jessie Paulus, who plays Joey's auntie, her and I almost have a mother and son relationship, which that kind of informed her character in the beginning. So we kind of built her out from there.
I feel then, I've met her.
You would have, most likely.
Mm. She's really funny. She's do they think it's funny? It just reminds me of something. You know, when Kim and Kath and Kim came out, my dad was a lawyer, right, a defense lawyer, and he didn't find it funny at all. The reason why he didn't find it funny was because he represented people like this, and he thought that they were taking the piss out of them, right? He didn't think that was funny. But I was wondering if they find it funny. Because it is funny.
Yeah, they do. But we're also like, I mean, I guess me personally, it was almost a fine line of navigating. Like, we don't want to take the piss. We wanted to really ensure we had the heart there. And that's why it was important to build that trust. And I know even ourselves, so much of the time we're second guessing, you know, various elements of the show. And I guess by having collaboration at a level that we did, you know, not only Darren and I writing, but then having Princess with their more traditional TV import, and then like our cast with their real life experience. And yeah, it kind of had many dimensions coming in, so that I think we've landed in a place where we are able to have, you know, a bit of comedy, a bit of drama, but definitely it was the heart had to be in there.
Yeah, cool. And I was wondering, have you actually finished the series, or are you still making it, just as a matter of interest?
Ah, we have finished it. We're pinching ourselves. Yeah. I believe it.
It's finished, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing is, because it's on the web, are you getting responses from all over the place?
Well, it only went up last night. Episode one of the trailer, I only went up last night. Yesterday. It's been a really mad dash last couple of weeks, trying to get everything ready. So we're getting I think we've had 6 comments so far, but, you know, hopefully that'll spread out to a few hundred soon. I'm really keen to that's what I'm really keen to see, more than the actual views, is just what people are saying. The first comment I saw on the episode last night was the very first one. It said, simply amazing. So I had to think, do I know this person? No, it's just someone putting that on there to be nice.
No, it's hilarious.
So it was a really nice.
No, it's hilarious. It's really good. I'm telling you, it's a really good series.
Oh, very beautiful. Thank you. We've heard that a bit now from the first episode, so very exciting to unleash the rest.
And Will, you're great. You're a fantastic actor. That sort of that look of yours, you know, and the way the camera just eats it up. It's fantastic. You know, you're a man that just... caught up in this whole world and can't understand why it's not all falling into place. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it was important. Like, the character at many times, we thought maybe he's a little unlikable, but you need to really get people rooting for Joey. But then when it comes to the actual acting, like having the luxury of, you know, the real cast who have far more knowledge of like the intricacies, the nuances of the real world, really like forced me to, I don't know, just be really present, I guess. It's not easy, though, because we're wearing many hats with this show, so we've always, like, there's a lot going on set, a lot of logistics.
Yeah, small crew.
So acting sometimes looks like it's...
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think it's important that we have that small... We had a small crew. That was important to keep that naturalness on set and to form that trust with everyone. Jessie just loves everyone. She meets them for the first time, and she just lives for TV. But I think she thinks we're all, like, really famous. Like, she thinks, like, all the actors that we know. And so she then now follows all my past work. And so I'll bring friends of mine around to meet her, and she just, you know, she just loves meeting them. And so we've done a lot for Jessie in particular. Will has initially, and then... we have given that lady a lot of happiness, and she's just, you can't help but really like her when you meet her.
Mm.
She's brilliant. It's so good to put her on the screen.
Two worlds collide, effectively.
Yeah.
That's what you've done. Two worlds collide. Fantastic. You've done a great job and a great service. Good on you.
Oh, thank you. Thank now, we've got a launch you. Coming up.
Yeah.
We're officially, so it's online, episode one and the trailer, mm-hmm. and the other episodes that have come. But we're launching, we're doing a special sort of celebration, cast, crew, and anyone else wants to come along at Cinema Nova. And that's on Friday, the 18th of November, Cinema Nova in Lygon Street. And that'll start at 6:45 p.m. And if anyone would like to come along, all you need to do is email admin@princess.net.au.
Say that again. Admin@princess.net.au.